Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm talking to Haley B with Haley B Creative. Haley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me just a little bit about what you do, what your form of art is?
Primarily, Haley B Creative is a photography business, and I do everything from weddings to maternity. I do a lot of business and branding in town. I really photograph a lot of stuff in Cookeville and around the country, actually. But I also do painting and art events in town through Art Round Tennessee.
That is a lot.
It is.
Just anytime you're doing more than one form of art, it's like it's so easy to get overwhelmed. I know I'm mostly familiar with your photography because I've seen, oh, I don't know, like 973 shoots you've done over the last several years. And I love it. How did you get into photography?
So this is really cool because I am 27 years old, and next year will be 20 years since I've been doing photography.
Wow.
I grew up very, very poor, in like a home of addiction. And our Christmases were always sponsored by local charities. And my third grade year, I still have my journal entry of the day it happened. For Christmas, the police station provided our gifts, and I got this horribly awful pink plastic camera that took photos that were literally smaller than an inch by an inch. But I was obsessed. I carried that little camera around, and I photographed my siblings. And I've had a camera in my hand since that day. All through school, I did yearbook. It's just been something that like everybody's known, like Haley Allen, she's the photographer. So it's been since third grade.
I love that. Do you still have your little pink camera?
No, I don't. I wish I
Oh, I
did.
know. That's like one of those things you want to display. I have the cameras I learned on, which were film cameras from the 70s. I wasn't
Neat.
alive in the 70s, to make that clear. But they were my dad's, and I actually learned on those also about 20 years ago. But I'm older than you, so
Oh,
we don't need
that's
to talk about how much.
okay.
So were you kind of self-taught, or did you do classes?
So, the beginning is definitely self-taught, and it's really neat. The first really noticeably good photos that I have were like around seventh grade, and I had an eye then. You know, it was just kind of clear that like this is something that this girl just naturally has. But I went to Lenoir City High School, like right outside of Knoxville, and our journalism class competed against other schools around the country. And so it was like a very serious thing to be on the journalism staff. You were interviewed multiple times, and it was just kind of like an honor to be in the class. But Mr. Yokley, our advisor, he taught us everything about composition, axis, lighting, how to shoot in manual. He taught us blackroom, everything that like I feel like really sets my work apart, and the knowledge and the education like came from that journalism class. And of course, like YouTube has helped me like through the years, but I should honestly spend more time educating myself than I do.
I always think that about myself too. And it's like, it's one of those things that it's like, I want to learn more, but I'm also like, I have a style. So if I like follow someone else's tutorials, is that going to change my style to be more like
More like
theirs
theirs.
instead of having me? So I completely understand that. And like with you, I feel like if I see something you've done, I know. I'm like, that's Haley B. Creative. Like it's. When Brie Flores sent me pictures after Silver Fern was on the show, I was like, oh, she told me those are Hailey Bieber, but I already knew that. Like, because yours is just, it's very distinctive. And there's no one else in this area really with your same style of editing, your same style of shooting. So I always find it really impressive.
That's super awesome because, right now photography, it's very trendy to be like very brown, very warm, not a lot of color, super neutral. And I thought that was like, I loved it just like everybody else does. But one of the things that I'm like really doing right now is just like loving on color and realizing that we pay to put color back into old photos. So like, why are we taking it out when it's something to be celebrated?
I love that because color, light and color is like with nature, that's my whole thing. So we'll be right back on the scene with more with Haley Be Creative.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm talking to Haley of Haley Be Creative today. Haley, what do you have going on right now? What are you working on? I know you've probably got some weddings and everything coming up. So any of that that's fun or different, or any personal projects you're working on?
So right now I am just scattered as usual, doing like 10 million things at once. I've got a really big event coming up in mid-August. I will be having an art gallery at the Silver Fern in the Fiddle Leaf Room. I would say that it's a secret what I'm doing, but it's just because I don't know yet either. but it's going to be amazing, and I think it's just going to really showcase like the 20 years of work that I've like put in. Outside of that, I am shooting like 7 shoots a week on average.
Oh my God.
I had 2 weddings and 3 shoots this weekend alone, which I've already edited and delivered the 2 weddings. So that's really great. I'm like the fastest, I think, sometimes.
Yes. Most people I know get their wedding photos like 6 weeks later, at least.
Yeah. So I got a text that said, oh my gosh, Haley, wedding photos normally take like a month to get back. And I got my entire gallery in 24 hours. And so I owe that just to the education and like how I've mastered my craft, and I can just go in and like work really quickly because I'm doing what I need to do in the camera. And so those shoots are just always different. I've got, you know, weddings, and I've got a big shoot with the Smoky Nights. I do all of their shoots.
Ooh, fine.
So that's really cool. They always like to do something unique and exciting. I'm traveling to Texas soon for a wedding. And they're flying me out. They found me on Google. I've got a lot of First Friday events coming up at Hicks where I sell prints and art and stuff at Hicks Farm Brewery. And so there's just like a lot of stuff going on, as always.
That sounds like a lot. I imagine you probably are just like mainlining caffeine most of the time. I can't even imagine editing that fast because I sit down to do it and I'm like, oh. And I don't even really do that much. I'm just like, most of it is like, you know, making sure that my lens, whatever. I don't know
it's
what the
word access
is.
Straight, yeah. And composition,
yes,
stuff.
Yes, thank yeah. you. I'm like, words are hard. But yeah, God, a wedding in like 24 hours? That is incredible. I am very impressed right now. So of the different like portraiture and branding and weddings, maternity, what of those is your favorite and why?
So I think about this all the time because I shoot so much and, you know, photographers are supposed to have one thing, apparently, and you're supposed to
nonsense.
Do one thing. But I think that doing everything is what, like, keeps me just from burning out. It keeps me motivated and inspired. But oddly enough, I think my favorite is concert photography. I love music and I love going to like live shows. One day Billy Strings is going to let me be his photographer. I manifest it. But I get to photograph a lot of bands playing at Hicks, and that is just amazing because the energy and the emotions and the sound and the lighting and the way that they move, it just like really inspires me. My high school senior project, was a whole gallery of musicians' shoes in the middle of shows. And it wasn't like a foot thing. musicians just... They move their feet in really interesting and cool ways when they play their instruments. And whether they're like kicking a foot, it was kind of like a Footloose thing with all the lighting and all the chords and everything. It was just like a really cool thing. And it's something I've like really loved doing that I don't do a whole lot. But when I do, it sets my soul on fire.
Well, that's what we all want, is something that sets our soul on fire. So it's nice to have that figured out in your mid-20s. Because, I mean, it took me till like 35, 36. And some days I'm still working on it. So I do love that about the concert photography, though. I can definitely see like that atmosphere. And it's funny because so many people say weddings because like they get to capture someone's special day, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, yeah, that's beautiful and everything. Yeah. Concerts are more fun, so, and less stressful, I would think. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Haley. You're back on the scene with Haley Be Creative. Haley, where are you getting inspiration when you're doing a shoot?
So I really try to just be inspired by the people that I'm shooting. I really love making people feel like the main character. I think that, you know, it's silly that not everybody just gets to be these models living this fabulous life. But, you know, everybody deserves to feel beautiful. And I just get inspired by, like, who they are. I don't really change a lot about my clients. You know, I might take some acne off because that's not a permanent feature, but I'm not going to cut half their body off or change them. I really want them to see my work and think like, wow, like I am art, I am beautiful, and I'm enough.
I love that because there's so many photographers who will do that photoshopping and making people look smaller than they are. And I mean, I know when I get pictures done, I'm always like, oh man, I wish something was different about me. But then I get them back and I'm like, oh, I look great. Like, it's so nice having that moment. So I love that you're doing it that way. What do you want people, after doing a shoot with you, how do you want them to walk away from it?
So this is another really cool thing about the way that I do my business. I never have them just standing and posing and standing and posing. I've had a lot of clients tell me that they've had people just be rude and direct them and move their arms and jerk them. And there's a lot of times where I want to shoot a fine art pose, and we'll do that. But then most of the time when you're shooting with me, we're having fun. We're doing an activity. We're moving around. I'm being this crazy hype man that's like, go off, sister, like blah, blah, blah. And so especially with my couples, like I want to do something fun. Like if you want to go stand on rocks and stuff, I'm going to make it look great. But if you want to go to the arcade and like kick your boyfriend's butt at pinball, let me capture it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's my stuff. Like the things that are fun. I want people to walk away with like a memory, not just like we went to this place, I blacked out while we stood around and roboted. I want them to be like, oh my gosh, like that was so much fun. Like it was an experience.
So it becomes more of a date than just a photo shoot. I like that.
Absolutely.
So you've done clearly a ton of work in the Upper Cumberland. How has this community kind of embraces artists? How has that helped you or influenced you?
So it's awesome because I, like I said, I grew up in East Tennessee. I moved here to go to Tech in 2013. I started doing photography like as a business in 2017. And since then, the community has just, like, embraced me. Blair, that runs Hip Cookville, one day he walked up and he was like, oh, it's Haley B. Creative, the most name-dropped photographer in Cookville. And that makes me feel so lucky to be able to meet so many people and connect with so many people and give them work that they can have with them for a lifetime that tells a story. The small town just wraps their arms around artists here. The community at Hicks has just like carried me through tough seasons of life and supported me. And I can't even think about leaving here because I can't think about leaving like what I've created in this town.
And you get to travel so much for different shoots. So you're getting your world experience, but you get to come back here somewhere familiar and comfortable, which I feel the same way about Cookville. So I totally understand what you're talking about. It's an incredible community. And when I first moved here, I had no idea it was going to be like this or that I would get so attached. All right. So you mentioned you've got that gallery show coming up at the Silver Fern. A little more about that. What's coming up?
Yeah, sure. So I'll be installing my gallery in mid-August. They have a fiddle leaf room. It's the back room of the Silver Fern. And it's just a gallery that typically goes to individual artists. It'll be up for about a month, so through mid-September. There will be like an opening night event, and I'll be there and be able to like meet some people, because I know I've got a lot of people that follow my work and stuff that I've never actually like met. And so I feel like when they get to meet me and see that I'm just like this laid back, like wild, crazy girl that's just going to have fun, it always like makes it better.
I love it. How can people get a hold of you if they want to book you or if they want to set up a time to talk for whatever?
Yeah. So Haley B. Creative, and it's just the letter B, .com is a great way to reach me. Also on Instagram at Haley B. Creative and Facebook. I'm all the time out at Hicks Farm Brewery vending and managing, and so people can meet me there.
Sounds perfect. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.